The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information. Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, Chartered Financial Consultant Ron Birnbaum. Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning. It is Thursday, July 16th, 2009. Beautiful summer day here in the Boston area. You're listening to The Financial Consultants, and we see that we have another decent day on Wall Street should happen according to futures trading, and futures in all of our indexes are running a little bit higher today, not as high as they were this time yesterday morning when the markets went up, they all went up some 2 to 3% for the day, and we'll have the exact numbers in just a moment. But they were, you know, led by a weakening dollar and higher than expected reading on inflation, which really set the stage for higher commodity prices yesterday. Gold, copper, oil, other futures made huge jumps as investors' appetite for risk grew on the belief that an improving economy will boost demand for basic materials. Signs of increased risk-taking really abounded yesterday as safe haven assets like the U.S. dollar and the treasuries fell. Well, stocks soared in an upbeat forecast from Intel Corporation, and that computer chip maker posted results that really signaled that the computer sales are picking up and that consumers are starting to open their wallets again and spending. Major market indicators jumped about 3%, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which gained some 256 points. Government data showed consumer prices shot up in June by the largest amount in almost a year, and that was driven by a huge spike in gasoline prices. And so the Labor Department came out and said that inflation at the consumer level rose by 0.7% last month. That's slightly more than the 0.6% that was forecast. Larger than expected jump in inflation supported higher commodity prices, and investors often use gold as a hedge against inflation, and they've been using oil as a hedge against inflation as well. At the same time, other commodities will rise if investors believe that prices will increase. And the big jump in computer prices was seen by most people, or most analysts especially, as rather fleeting. When compared with year-ago figures, prices in June were actually down by 1.4%, the biggest year-over-year decline in some 60 years. And with the economy still weak, inflation really isn't going to be a major problem anytime soon, I really don't believe. However, if we're going to see inflation, it is in the commodity area. Oil, gold, natural gas, they will start moving upwards a bit probably before anything else. And oil and gold, the two really that are most sensitive to these inflationary pressures. As they rise, and especially as oil rises, that will put pressure on food prices, of course, which are very much transportation dependent. And we're going to see some inflation there probably before anything else, but we're still way around any serious inflation. And most of the CPI figures that you see are based on wages. And we're not going to see any wage inflation for quite a while. And we're still losing jobs, hundreds of thousands of jobs a month. So I wouldn't worry about commodities going up too much just yet. Now, gold for August delivery rose $16.60, which is almost 2%, to settle at $939.40 an ounce on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Other precious metals rose. September delivery silver jumped 35.3 cents, which is 2.7%. July platinum gained 2%, and September copper futures jumped some 4%. Aluminum prices soared 3.1%. Oil prices, though, climbed above $61 a barrel, and that, of course, was really one of the reasons that the surge in the stock market, and the government report showing U.S. crude oil supplies fell more than expected last week, putting some pressure on oil prices. Still, crude inventories are rather high, about 16.5% above last year's levels. So I don't see that oil is going to splurge too much higher. And the jump in oil yesterday came after a week after gold settled down around $60 a barrel after moving up on speculation up above $70 a barrel a few weeks ago. I don't think, again, though, that we're going to see commodity prices or even oil prices much higher than 60. I think we're going to see it right around 55, 60 to $65 range, mostly over the next several months. The actual indexes here in the United States, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained just over 3% yesterday to close at 8,616.21. NASDAQ was up over 3.5% yesterday to close at 1,862.90. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up just under 3% to close at $932.68. The Russell 2000 Index up almost 4% yesterday in trading to close at $515.64, while the Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index up an even 3% for the day to close at $9,551.79. In world trading today, we see most of the Asian markets up. China has announced that they're recovering, and their GDP is doing much better, up more than expected for the second quarter, although the Chinese market's just up slightly for the day. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index up 0.5%. Japan's Nikkei 225 up just under 1% today. Taiwan up 62 basis points. In Europe, French index, the CAC 40 up about 1.25% today. In afternoon trading, Germany up 82 basis points. We have Russia down after gaining big time yesterday, down just 33 basis points, however. United Kingdom's FTSE 100, their landmark index, up about 28 basis points so far today. So worldwide trading doing very well, as well as futures trading on our indexes. The Dow Jones index up 22 points, Standard & Poor's 500 up 1.2, and NASDAQ's futures, the NASDAQ 100 index up about 0.25%, so all at least in positive territory. And we'll see more results later in the day, especially some more second quarter results, which could have an influence on how the market does today. Okay, on our show this morning, we have CPA and president of OwnYourMoney.com, Belinda Fuchs, will be joining me. And, of course, Belinda has been on the show several times, and she's been on ABC, NBC. She's been on Money on Your Mind, her own television show. She's been in Yahoo Finance, SmartMoney.com, Today's Financial Women, Boston Business Journal. She is absolutely all over the place. And so we'll get to Belinda in just a moment. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. Right back with a trivia question and Belinda Fuchs.
Ron Birnbaum and the Financial Consultants will be right back on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.